From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United Nations Security Council approved a resolution Friday that condemned Israel's practice of establishing settlements on Palestinian territory. The resolution, which passed 14-0 in the Security Council with one abstention, calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in occupied Palestinian territory, including in East Jerusalem. The United States abstained from voting rather than exercise its usual veto. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because the United States had reservations about the text.
Some may cast the U.S. vote as a sign that we have finally given up on a two-state solution. Nothing could be further from the truth. None of us can give up on a two-state solution.
Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, said the resolution was a setback for Israeli-Palestinian relations.
Instead of charting a course forward, you are sending a message to the Palestinians that they should continue on the path of terrorism and incitement.
Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat called the resolution a triumph for international law.
This is a day where the international community have utterly rejected the settlement activities, the policies of dictation, the policies of apartheid being employed by the current Israeli government.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said that despite the U.S. repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territory occupied since 1967. He noted there are now 90,000 settlers living east of the barrier that Israel created. This is VOA News.